Joining me live over the phone today is Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen with our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission. Mr. Allen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
Absolutely appreciate you taking some time today. A lot going on, as always, in Lincoln County. Of course, 2 weeks ago today was the big groundbreaking for TerraPower, and they're off and rolling now.
What a great event. They did it. They had about 100, 150 people out there, and a lot of great networking going on and getting to talk to a lot of these vendors that are supporting the development, whether it's LNH and Earthworks and Bechtel, and got to see some of the players we've been talking to for the last year or so. So it was really exciting and a chance to see people face to face.
And of course, as you mentioned, a very well done and put together event. Timeline for this, it appears that everything's still on schedule, correct, for them to be up and rolling and producing power by 2030?
That's still their timeline. We're excited about that.
Talk to us more about the impact of workers, temporary workers, and how the county is working with the city of Kemmer and Diamondville to make sure you can accommodate that influx of people.
Well, the city's doing a great job working through the plat approvals and all on the Gateway project, which is track one, track two, and track three, which is right at the interstate intersection of US 30 and 189. Track one's going to be a hotel, hopefully truck stop, retail outlets, and then track three will be apartments, and then track two will be more homes and more retail commercial type stuff, hoping to bring in a major restaurant, you know, a nice hotel with some more conference space and so on. And then on the Gateway side, that's the 149 homes that they already have pre-platted down there, and that'll eventually be close to 260 plus homes down there. So yeah, we're extremely excited. A lot of great renovations. The city's got the Regency's getting redone. Diamondville's got a development on task for another 49 homes right behind the Conoco. We're waiting for them to submit their plat to get approval through Diamondville. And that same developer is looking at putting 16 townhomes over there by the Regency as well. So, yeah, a lot of great things going on to look at how we're going to facilitate all these construction workers and the permanent housing for these long-term employees.
Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen with us on the Weekday Wake Up. Touch a little more on the future of coal as we talk about TerraPower and the nuclear facility coming. I know that nobody's giving up on coal power just yet. Give us an update on the latest discussions with Pacific Corp and Rocky Mountain Power on the future of Knotton 3 and where things stand there.
Yeah, certainly they're getting ready to run a 36-inch line of natural gas to the Knotton plant to give them both options to run coal and natural gas, which will keep that plant online. You know, they've got the Gateway transmission, Gateway West project coming through. They reported looking at 2027, 2028 to be in full-blown production of that arena. So, yeah, we're really excited about them. I think it's a very positive outlook. The issue with the idea of coal and still using it well into past 2030, as Pacific Corp's IRP already is acknowledging, is due to the fact that they need that that bump up for the high need hours of electricity, and to be able to push those renewables through those new transmission lines. So yeah, the outlook still looks good. We just need to get over this hump and this administration, and I think we'll be okay.
Stephen, you mentioned the Gateway West project. Understand the commission was given an update on that recently, earlier this month at a meeting. This big, huge power line project through Cokeville and in through Kemmer and central southern Lincoln County. There was some discussion on maybe relocating that a little bit, so at around the Cokeville area. Where do things stand currently with the Gateway West transmission line?
Yeah, the Gateway transmission line, I said before, will go in full effect in 2027 through 2028. They just had some minor adjustments in getting their right-of-ways through Cokeville, but they felt like they've got most of those resolved. So as soon as they wrap that up, then they'll go into their permitting and DEQ phase for industrial siting, and at which point the communities and the county will be before the Industrial Siting Committee for some of those funds to help offset the impact of that great development.
Mr. Stephen Allen, Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Stephen, let's take a different angle here and talk about the special use purpose tax that's been talked about, commonly known as the sixth penny tax. Understand that's going to be officially submitted to the county for use on the ballot this upcoming election, yeah?
Yes, we haven't seen the final resolution yet. We did get confirmation from Violet Sanderson up there in Afton that they've got it complete and all the cities have signed it. So as soon as we get that resolution, she's scheduled to be on the commission's docket next Tuesday for consideration. You know, if the as long as I believe it's 56% of the cities have agreed to it, then the commissioners are required to allow it to go to the ballot. So we'll be looking at those signatures from the cities, make sure they've got a right amount, and then the commission will move it forward from there. We haven't seen any of the specific projects yet, so we're excited to kind of see that when we get a copy of that resolution.
All right. How about the Highway 30 relocation proposal west of Kemmer, speaking of coal and trying to open up a new vein for the coal mine in Kemmer? What's the latest on Highway 30 and relocating that highway?
We've been really in great contact with YDOT, and they are just great to work with. You know, the county put up $1.15 million to help the YDOT continue the design. So the plan now is they're going to complete the designing of the actual movement, but not plan on moving it just yet. That'll be a decision factor later on, probably the end of August, beginning of September. What we've also asked them to do is look at other design features, potentially a over or under access. You've got about 62 million ton of coal in the north, and we want to make sure that the mine, if they choose, to get them access to that, which will help in their continual growth well down the line. As you know, we've been talking to Kemmer Decarbonization Works, KDW, and they're the ones who'd like to take coal and convert it to ammonia without burning the coal. And of course, they need 1.5 million ton a year, which is wonderful because that's about exactly what the power plant uses. So that's a great incentive for us to make sure we've got plans in place that once the mine decides where they want to go in their next permitting phase, that they can access that coal and have a supplier to sell it to.
Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff, Mr. Stephen Allen, on the Weekday Wake Up. Mr. Allen, as always, appreciate your time and the updates. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today on what's happening inside of Lincoln County?
Oh, my Lord, we are busy and we love it. We hope that all the constituents feel like they're getting their money's worth out of their commissioners. This is a great group of commission. They work very well together and they're really working hard to find answers and to solve these problems with all this growth coming into Lincoln County. And we're just glad to have the development and to have the activity to grow Lincoln County on a permanent basis and really help these workers earn some really good dollars in their salaries.
Mr. Stephen Allen, Chief of Staff for the Lincoln County Commission. Stephen, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.